Okay, let's
So,
start.
okay. 外昆特之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2020年1月19日，星期日。我们今天又非常非常荣幸的邀请到了深爱着我们以及我们深爱着的阿叔 Krishna Baladev Prabhu，为我们继续讲述今天的圣殿波迦瓦坛的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
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 So we continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second canto, chapter 7, Scheduled Incarnations with Specific Functions. Today you read from text 38. I'm hearing my voice there.
Yes, what about now? It's better?
我们今天继续。Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Okay. It's still a little bit.
Let me adjust my. What about now? It's better?
Hare Krishna, yeah.
Okay. 我们今天继续阅读《圣殿波迦瓦坛》第二篇第七章，其特殊作用的化身。我们今天阅读的诗节是第38诗节。
Yahi
Yahi
Alayeshu
Alayeshu
Api
Api
Satam
Satam
Na
Na
I'm hearing my voice. Like an echo.
Sadimaji. 阿叔说那边有回音，可是我把我这边的声音已经调得特别的小了，怎么办呢
？Means that they have a microphone near the speaker.
还是我这儿是吧？哈。
对对对。
我想想我该怎么办呢
？Means your speaker is next to the microphone.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do because I'm
feeling. You don't have earphones. You don't have earphones.
Earphone.
Yes, everybody uses earphones for this.
Okay, I got one. I got one. 对不起，大家，请稍微等一下啊，我这是我的这个耳机。
Hare Krishna. Okay.
Hello, 阿叔。What about now?
Hare Krishna.
Now I'm using.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Guru. Can you hear me? Now I'm using the
Hare
earphone.
Hare Krishna. I can hear you.
But what about the echo?
No echo.
Okay. So let's try this way.
Hare.
Hare.
Tata.
Tata.
Shiu.
Shiu.
Yahi alayeshu aspapi satam na hare katasyu.
Yahi alayeshu aspapi satam na hare katasyu.
Asambina. Vijajana.Vrishala, Nirdeva, Pashandino Dvijajana, Vrishala, Nirdeva,
Pashandino Vijajana, Vrishala, Nirdeva,
Svaha,
Svaha,
Svada,
Svada
Vashat
Vashat
Iti
Iti
Sma
Sma
Gira
Gira
Na
Na
Yatra
Yatra
Svaha Svada Vashat Iti Sma Giro Na Yatra
Svaha svada vashad iti smagirona yatra.
Shashta.
Shashta.
Bhavishyati.
Bhavishyati.
Kale.
Kale.
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan.
Yuga ante.
Yuga ante.
Shashta bhavishyati kaler bhagavan yugante.
Shasta bhavishyati kaler bhagavan yugante.
Yahi alaye swapi satam nahare katasyu.
Yarhi alaye swapi sutam nahare katasyu.
Asham dinod vijajana vrishala mrideva.
Vasham dinod vijajana vrishala mrideva.
Svaha svadha vashaditi sma giro nayatra.
Svaha svadha vashaditi sma giro nayatra.
Shasta bhavishyati kaler bhagavam yugante.
Shasta bhavishyati kaler bhagavam yugante.
Okay, word for word.
字对字.
Yahi.
Yahi. 发生的时候.
Alayeshu.
Alayeshu. 在寓所
Api
Api 就算
Satam
Satam 有文化的绅士
Na
Na 不
Hare
Hare 人格守神的
Kata
Kata 话题
Siu
Shu 会有
Pashandina
Pashandina 无神论者
Dvijajana
Dvijajana 自称为三个较高阶层的人 Brahmana, Kshatriya 和 Vaishya
Vrishala
Vrishala 较低层的 Sudra
Nrideva
Nirdeva 政府长官
Svaha
Svaha 举行祭祀的赞歌
Svada
Svada 举行祭祀的材料
Vashat
Vashat 祭坛
Iti
Iti 所有这些
Sma
Sma 会
Gira
Gira 语言
Na
Na 永不
Yatra
Yatra 任何地方
Shashta
Shashta 惩罚者
Bhavishyanti
Bhavishyanti 会出现
Kale
Kale 噶喱年代的
Bhagavan
Bhagavan, 人格守神
Yuga
ante, 在什么的末期
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada
译文和要旨, 由Srila Prabhupada提供 译文, 那以后, 在卡利年代末期 当世人, 甚至较高的三个社会阶层中的所谓圣人和可敬的绅士 不再谈论有关神的话题时，当政权被转入通过选举当上政府官员的低等阶层人士书所的手中时，当祭祀的技术甚至祭祀语言都已经不为人知时，至尊主就会以最高、最至高无上的惩戒者身份显现。要旨。 这节诗里谈了我们现在这个称为卡利年代的末代时期，物质世界中最糟糕的情况。这种情况的主要特点是， 人们都不会信神，就连所谓的圣人和一般被称为再生者 Dvija Jnanas 的社会高层人士也将会变成无神论者，他们所有的人几乎连至尊主的圣名都记不得，更不要说他所从事的各种活动了。引导社会命运的知识分子，管理社会法纪及秩序的行政管理人士，以及负责社会经济发展的生产阶层人士等社会高阶层人士，全都必须精通有关至尊主的知识，真正了解他的名字、特征、娱乐活动、随性人员、个人用品和个性。一个人是否是圣人和社会高阶层人士，其评判标准是他对神的科学知识 Tattva Jnana 精通的程度，而不是他的出身或身体称号。如果不了解神的科学，不懂得奉爱服务的实际知识，所有的那些称号就只不过是死尸上的装饰品而已。人类社会一旦充满了这些经过装饰的行尸走肉，人类的进步及和平生活中便会出现很多反常的现象。社会上层人士因为缺乏训练或文化教养，所以不再被称为再生者。在这些伟大的文献中，有很多地方都解释过再生的重大意义。这节诗里再一次提醒人们，由父母的性生活而导致的出生称为动物般的出生，但这种动物般的出生以基于吃、睡、恐惧和交配等动物生活原则，缺乏灵性生活科学的文化的进步，称为 Sudra 手陀螺的生活，或更明确的说是低阶层人士没有文化教养的生活。这节诗里说，在卡利年代中，人类社会的政府权力将转到没有文化教养、不信神的劳工阶层人士的手中，因此政府官员Nirdevas 将是这些没有文化教养的社会低阶层人士 Vishalas。 在一个充满没有文化教养之人的人类社会中，没人能够期望过上和平与繁荣的生活。如今没有文化教养的社会动物在人类社会中已经泛滥成灾，人类领袖此刻的责任是密切地注意形势，设法通过采纳受过神意识科学训练的再生人士所介绍的原则纠正社会秩序，而通过在全世界传播圣典博加瓦坛的文化就可以实现这一目标。在人类社会堕落的情况下，至尊主将化身为 Kalki 降临，毫不留情地杀死所有邪恶的人。译文：在那以后，在卡利年代末期，当世人甚至较高的三个社会阶层中的所谓圣人和可敬的绅士不再谈论有关神的话题时，当政权被转入通过选举当上政府官员的低等阶层人士苏哲的手中时，当祭祀的技术甚至祭祀语言都已经不为人知时，至尊主就会以至高无上的惩戒者身份显现。
Om Jnanati Mirandrasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Shakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Sunnavari Pashatya Deshatarine Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here we are hearing Lord Brahma describing the last incarnation of the Lord in this Kali Yuga.
我们在这里面所听到的是主 Brahma 他在描述着在卡利年代的最后一位主的化身。
This is called a Kalki Avatar.
这位化身呢被称为叫Kalki Avatar.
He appears in the end of the Kali Yuga, which means he appears in the end of one cycle of four yugas.
那么他呢是在卡利年代之末所显现的，也就是说呢，他是在这四个年代一轮回的最后的这个阶段显现的化身。
Which means that after the appearance of Kalki, everything will be destroyed and a new Satya Yuga will begin.
也就是说呢，在Kalki显现之后呢，一切都会被毁灭，然后一个新的Satya年代就会开始了。This
is an incarnation of the Lord that is better we don't see.
那这是我们最好不要去见到的主的化身。
Means we should not be waiting for Kalki, Lord Kalki to come, because by that time the situation will be very terrifying.
也就是说我们最好不要等着Kalki化身的显现，因为在那个时候呢，一切的状况都是非常的毛骨悚然的。
So why the situation becomes very bad by the end of Kali Yuga, already in the beginning of Kali Yuga, we can already notice, but why so much degradation in Kali Yuga is because the higher classes in society, they become degraded.
那为什么在卡利年代之末的时候，一切的情况会如此的糟糕呢？但事实上，在卡利年代刚开始的时候，现在我们已经看到了各种各样的堕落的景象。那之所以卡利年代会堕落的原因呢，是 由于所有的这些高尚的人士都已经变得堕落了。The
society is divided in four classes according to the qualities of work, capacities of work, and the influences we are affected by material energy.
那么这个社会呢，是根据我们每一个人被这个物质能量所影响的这个程度，所给我们的 每一个人所赋予的这种能力，而分成了四个阶层。
So everybody is classified is part of this system of Varnashram.
所以每一个人呢，都会在这个Varnashram体系中，处在一个位置之中。
Because everybody is influenced by the material modes of nature.
因为每一个人都被物质自然的属性所影响。
And everybody has a particular, because of that influence, has a particular way of acting in this world.
那么就是由于这个物质自然属性的影响，使得每一个人都在这个世界上有一个特定的行为方式。
So the higher classes are considered the Brahmanas, the Kshatriyas, and the Vaishyas.
所以更高阶层的人呢，被称为是Brahmana、婆罗门、Vaishya，Shadili和Vaishya。
But these are considered higher classes because because of their nature and because of the type of activity that they are attached to perform.
那么由于他们的本性以及呢他们所从事的这些活动，被认为他们是更高的阶层。The
Varnashram system is considered with a social body in the structure, the body of society.
Varnashram 这个体系呢，被认为是在这个社会中的一种结构的展现。
Like we see in the body, there are four divisions, very prominent divisions. We have the head, we have the arms, we have the belly, and we have the legs. These are the most important aspects in the body.
它被称为是这个社会的躯体。那么之所以被称为躯体呢，是因为躯体是有这个头颅、有臂膀、有这个肚腹、还有腿这几部分组成。
Everybody knows that the head is the most important because with the head we think, we rationalize, and we take decisions is with the head.
那么头颅呢被认为是最重要的，因为所有人都知道我们是用头来思考，用头来变得具有理性，然后呢还会用它去进行运作筹措。
We know what is proper, what is not proper by the use of our intelligence.
那么就是由于头脑呢，它是具有智性的，那所以我们就知道什么是该做的，什么是不该做的。
If the head is not functioning properly, we may take very harmful decisions.
如果要是头脑处在不是很恰当的状态之下的话，那我们可能就会做出很可怕的决定。
If you don't have the proper understanding of what is proper, what is not proper, we may act in ways that is going to create great trouble to us and to others.
如果你要是没有办法知道，没有办法恰当的知道什么是应该做的，什么是不应该做的话，那可能就会做出很可怕的决定，从而呢搅扰我们自己以及搅扰其他人的生活。
So the Brahmanas are considered like the head in a social body.
所以说呢，婆罗门他们就被认为是我们的这个社会之躯体的头部。
Because they are supposed to be in the mode of goodness.
因为他们是应该处在善良形态中的。
It means they are very intelligent.
也意味着他们是很有智慧的。
They are very clean.
是很洁净的
，very self-controlled，
而且是很能自控的
，very pure in their behavior。
那么他们在行为举止的时候呢，是很纯粹的。
And they are supposed to know the codes of religion, to know what is to be done, what is not to be done。
而且呢，他们也应该知道，宗教律法的虔诚活动是什么？他们也应该知道什么是应该做的，什么不应该是做，什么是不应该做的。
So as the head in the body guides the whole body, the same way the brahmanas in a social body they guide all the other different parts in a social body.
那么在我们的这个躯体中的这个头部呢，它会去指导身体的其他的部位。那么作为社会之躯体的这个头部的这个婆罗门呢也是如此，他呢是去指导在这个社会躯体里面的其他的各个部门的行动。
The arms give protection to the body.
比如说臂膀它是要去保护身体。
That correspond to the kshatriyas, the administrative.They should rule the society in order to create a peaceful environment to the citizens where they feel protected.
所以呢，这个臂膀它所折射的就是沙地利。那么沙地利呢，它就要去保护整个的这个社会之躯，然后呢就要去保护所有的人们，让他们是处于管理的阶层，然后通过他们的这个管理呢，使得人们感受到了是被保护的。
Under the guidance of the Brahmanas, the Kshatriyas establish law and order in society.
所以说，在婆罗门的指导之下，沙地利他在管理着整个的这个社会。
So if the head is there, if the Brahmanas are there to give proper knowledge, to give proper understanding.Then the kshatriyas, the rulers, they can rule according to that knowledge.
所以如果要是作为领头的婆罗门在那儿，他如果要是能够给予恰当的知识，恰当的这种指导的话，那么刹帝利就可以根据这样的指导去统治整个的社会。
And then there's the productive class, the Vaishyas.
还有呢，就是生产的阶层，就是 Vaishya 阶层。
They correspond to the belly. In the body, the belly is the place where food is put, and from the stomach, the whole body is nourished, is maintained.
那他们所应生的呢，就是这个社会之躯体的腹部的这个部分，因为人类的这个躯体，它这个腹部也是就是这个把食物注入到这个体内。然后呢，由胃来去进行消化吸收，然后从而呢，让整个的身体都得到滋养。
If food is not provided, there's no food in the stomach. The body becomes weak.
如果要是食物不能够提供给胃的话，那么整个这个躯体都会变得虚弱。
So the Vaishyas are established. They are the productive class in society.They produce food, they create a good economic situation for the society to be active, to feel good, feel satisfied.
所以说呢，这个 Vaishya 阶层呢，它就是处于生产工作的阶层，那么他们会这个产生出食物，然后呢，他们也会营造出很好的经济的这种氛围。然后从而使整个这个社会之躯的这个躯体呢感到很良好很舒适。
So the Vaishyas are the ones who control the economy, who guide the economy and make sure that everything is being produced for the satisfaction of all the citizens.
所以 Vaishya 呢他就要负责掌管经济的发展，然后呢使整个的这个社会就是能够保证能够生产出足够的这些用品，然后使整个的这个社会的这些成员们呢都能过上舒服的生活。
So these are considered the higher classes in society.
所以呢，这些被认为是在社会中的高等的阶层。
By degree of qualification, Vaishyas and better Kshatriyas and the best, the Brahmanas.
那通过他们的就是这个顺序呢，就是最棒的是婆罗门，然后是刹帝利，之后是 Vaishya.
Certainly, these three classes are important. Like these three parts in the body are very important.
那毫无疑问。这三个阶层呢是非常重要的，就好像是我们身体中的这三个部分也是非常重要的。
But we all know the most important is the head, the brain.
但是我们知道最重要的是头，也就是头脑。
But all these three classes in society, they are supposed to understand, to have proper knowledge.
但是呢，在这社会的这三个阶层呢，他们都必须要理解，他们要有恰当的知识。
Mainly because they follow the guidance of the Brahmanas and saintly persons.
那么最主要的原因呢，是由于他们是追随着婆罗门，就是一些圣人们的指导。
Then the lower class are the Shudras.
然后呢，还有低等的阶层，低等的阶层是苏者手陀罗。
Correspond to the legs.
那他所应对的身体的部位呢是腿。
The legs carry the whole body.
那这个腿呢，它支撑着整个的躯体。
So the shudras, the working class, are the majority of people in society, and they.Their contribution is by their manual work. They provide work. The working class.
所以呢，苏者呢，他是劳工阶层，那他是我们社会的大部分的这个人所处在的这个阶层。那他们要从事支撑着这个社会的各种各样的劳工方面的工作。
So certainly they are also important.
所以毫无疑问，他们也是非常重要的。
But we don't, we cannot expect the shudras, the working class, to be the leaders in society.
但是我们不能期待着，劳工阶层、苏哲阶层成为社会的领导者。
嗯。The leaders has to be the kshatriyas, those who are directly guided by the brahmanas and who are qualified to rule, to apply the law and discipline, and make sure the society is going smoothly.
因为领导者呢必须得是刹帝利，这个刹帝利呢他是直接的受到婆罗门的指导，然后呢他们才能够。这个制定出恰当的律法，然后呢让整个的这个社会呢是在一种有序的状态下进行着的。
Certainly many people in the world disagree about that. They think the working class is the most important because of their labor. They are producing everything that is necessary to maintain the whole social body. And if they don't work, the working class don't work, then the social body it goes in turmoil, into great difficulty.
但是毫无疑问，现在很多人对于这一点都是不同意的。他们认为最重要的是劳工阶层，因为这个劳工阶层他们所从事的是非常的重要的这个工作，就是具体的这些工作。因为如果要是他们要是不工作的话，那整个的这个社会就没有办法去运转了。
This is, and they are right. If you take on a point, we consider the point that eating, sleeping, mating, and defending are the most important activities in human society.
那如果我们要是认为在人类社会中，吃、睡、防卫和交费是最重要的活动的话，那这样的理解的确如此。
Yeah, then it makes sense. It makes sense because if the body is well fed, because the working class is making sure that everything is produced, and then everybody is very well fed, then there is very good opportunity to eat nice, to enjoy sex life, and have a good night, and this major material needs are satisfied.
就是如果要是这个劳工阶层他要是能够很好的去进行生产，然后呢去确保整个的这个社会都有充足的这个食物的话，那也就意味着所有的人都能够吃得很好。那如果吃得很好的话呢，那他就能够更好的满足他在这个吃睡防卫和交配这方面的这个满足。那如果是这样的话呢，那的确说这个劳工阶层他们是最重要的。
And that's what everybody is encouraged in the world nowadays is to work hard so you can see and satisfy your eating and your sleeping, your mating and defending these basic needs.
那也就是为什么现在大家所倡导的都是要好好的努力的工作，因为只有努力的工作呢，你才能够更好的去满足你的吃、睡、防卫和交配的这些基本的需求。
But in reality, the working class are not really in control. In control is always some higher class. Now in majority of society, because economic development is the most important aspect, so the Vaishyas actually are the ones who are in control of the situation.
但是呢这并不是事实。事实呢就是真正的处在控制阶层的是the reality is that the
reality is that the ones who are really in control of the situation, economic, social situation, are the Vaishyas, because the Vaishyas are are those who organize the economy and the banking system
okay.
And create,
okay.
You know, who are controlling the working class.
Okay, okay. 但其实现在真正的这个状态呢，并不是这个劳工阶层他们是处在控制的这个状态。真正处在控制状态的呢，是这些外商，因为外商呢，他们是掌管着经济发展。然后呢，就是由于他们使这个经济发展的这个方面做得非常的繁荣昌盛，使得他们就控制着整个的这些这个劳苦大众。
嗯 ，the working class, they're just the working class. They just work hard in order to maintain the whole social body.
那么这个劳工阶层呢，他们只是非常努力的在工作，从而能够维系着。整个的这个社会秩序的运转。
So, if society is oriented just to satisfy the basic needs of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, this system of capitalism or communism, I say, yes, it fits very well because people can more or less satisfy their basic needs like that.
所以如果要是我们只是为了要去很好的维系我们的吃睡房位和交配的这些需求的话，那么我们的这个经济发展以及我们的资金方面的这些发展，那么就很好，因为它就可以去维系着人们的这些非常基本的这些需求。
But there is not.But people, just by satisfying their basic needs of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, they cannot really be happy.
但是呢，却有一些人他并不满足，仅仅是满足了，就仅仅得到了这些基本的生活所需，也就是满足了吃睡房位和交配这些方面的。那他不是很开心，当他达到了这些的时候。
Happiness cannot be attained in that way.
因为快乐和幸福是不能够以这样的方式达到的。
Certainly, they are experiencing satisfaction. You know, they are experiencing satisfaction because they are feeding their bellies. They have opportunity for good sex life and have a nice progeny and they sleep okay, good nights and they're protected. They are protected.So they feel satisfied. They satisfy their basic needs.
当然了，他们会有这种满足感，因为他们吃的不错，而且呢还会有挺好的性生活，然后能够产生不错的后代，而且呢还会感到有这个被保护了的这种感觉。那么所以呢，由于他们的这些基本的需求被满足了之后呢，他是有这种满足感的。
So because there is no higher class, the Brahmana class, the intelligent class who knows what is proper and what is improper. So now society, human society, is just guided by this, for satisfying these four basic necessities of life.
就是由于没有更高的婆罗门阶层。因为婆罗门阶层他们是知道什么是恰当的事情该做，什么是不恰当的事情不应该做的。但由于没有他们的指导，使得整个的这个社会呢，只是满足于这四项非常基本的需求。
If we consider a human being like a more sophisticated animal, more sophisticated animal, then that is okay. There is no need of brahmanas in animal society. They're just animals and they just satisfy their needs of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. That's okay. If we consider human society should be just like polished animals, okay, then it's okay. We can just strive for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. That is okay.
但如果要是我们只把人类给想象成一个相对高级的动物，一个被抛了光的动物的话，那么不需要婆罗门的指导，因为在动物的社会里面是不需要婆罗门的，它只要满足了它的吃睡房位和交配的这些满足就可以了。
嗯， But human life is meant for something much better than just living like animals, satisfying their basic needs.
但是呢，人类社会呢，它其实是有更高的目的的。它并不仅仅是要满足像动物那样的非常基本的吃睡防卫交配的这样的需求。
A human form of life is a great opportunity to escape this cycle of birth and death in this material world.
因为人类的这个生活方式呢，是我们的一个绝好的一个机会，让我们能够摆脱在物质社会的生老病死的这种轮回的桎梏。
This is the purpose of human life.
而这个呢，也是人类生命的目的所在。
To become free from material existence.
也就是呢，让我们摆脱物质的存在。
Because even as a human, in this so-called system we have now all over the world, even if human beings succeed in having their basic necessities satisfied, there is always trouble in this material world.
因为就即便是我们现在处在的这个所谓的这个社会这个体系之中，如果是人们他能够满足他的这四项基本的所需的话，那也依然还是会处在各种各样的麻烦和问题之中。
Everybody is affected by old age, disease, death, and birth.
但每一个人其实都是被生老病死所影响着。
This is affecting everyone, even if you succeed in feeding nicely your belly and have good sense enjoyment. Everybody is affected by this for problems of material existence.
所有的人都会被这物质存在的四个问题所困扰，无论你吃的有多好，或者说呢，有多么高妙的感官享乐。
So it's an imposition. You may labor very hard to satisfy your basic needs, and it seems that you're succeeding. But at the same time, you are still hassled by these four major troubles in material existence.
所以呢，就即便是你非常努力的工作，然后呢，让自己处于很好的这个就感官满足的这种状态之下。但是呢，依然还是会被这四个事情所打扰。
And not to speak about of other miseries that come in between, like miseries caused by other living entities, for instance.
所以呢，就不要提其他的那些麻烦了，比如说被其他的生物体所打扰。
Miseries caused by our minds.
或者说是由我们的心意所给我们造成的苦痛。
Misery is caused by nature.
由自然界所给我们造成的痛苦。
We are staying here in a place which is 30 kilometers away from the last volcano in the Philippines. It's terrible. It's terrible, the situation. You may be very, very well to do. You may be...having a good opportunity to eat, sleep, mating, and defend very well, and suddenly you are totally under this misery caused by material nature. You have to evacuate. You have to give up your situation, and you are like lost.
那我们呢？现在是处在30公里以外的菲律宾火山的这么一个地方。那么其实这个菲律宾火山的这个喷发呢，是非常的这个可怕的一种状态。那也许可能我们本来生活在一个很滋润的一种状态，但突然之间呢，可能这个自然界它所给我们造成的一种影响，就会让我们失去一切，失去家园，然后呢，就会让自己处在很痛苦的状态之中。
Yes, yes, we should, as human beings, we should also have it properly, have a good sleep and be able to procreate and be able to protect ourselves. It's okay, but it's not just that. Human life is meant to attain freedom from this material existence and attain our original constitutional position.
那么作为人呢，当然确实我们应该吃得好，应该睡得香，然后从而能够繁衍后代，而且呢还应该能够去保护自己。但是问题是呢，这个并不是我们所要做的唯一的这个事情。那么我们要做的事情呢，是要努力的让自己摆脱这个物质存在，然后最后呢回到我们自己本真的原有的应该处在的位置。
That's why the first requirement, the first understanding that the Vedas describe is that now that you have a human form of life, now that you have a human form of life, it's time to understand about the absolute truth, who you are, what is your relationship with the Supreme Lord. This is the goal of human life.
那所以就为什么在这个伟达经典的首当其冲的这个教导，就是我们现在呢，我们有了这个人类的这个身形，所以说呢，我们现在就必须要了解我们自己到底是谁，这个人们就是这个至尊人格守神到底是谁，我们和他的关系到底是什么？那么只有这样呢，才能够正确的运用我们的人类身形所存在的意义。
So this knowledge is there in the Vedas.
所以这个知识呢，是在伟大经里面有的。
How to become free from material existence, how to go back to our original, resume our real existence in a spiritual environment without being subjected to these miseries of material existence.
就是如何摆脱物质的存在，如何重新的恢复我们在灵性的氛围中的身份，然后呢，如何让我们能够
How to attain our real existence, spiritual existence without these material miseries.
然后就是如何呢？最后的再摆脱这个物质的痛苦，就是一个是如何的摆脱我们的物质的存在，摆脱物质的痛苦，以及如何恢复我们在灵性氛围中的本真的身份。
So the Vedas, this knowledge of the Vedas is for human beings.
那么所以呢，这个伟达经它所展现的知识呢，是为了人类而准备的知识。
Not for other species of life.
所以呢，伟达经里面的知识呢，并不是为其他的各种各样的生物形态所准备的知识。
So this knowledge is given for human beings, and this knowledge is supposed to be taught by the Brahmanas, the higher intelligent class of society.
那么这个知识呢是为人类所准备的，而且这个知识呢应该是由这个社会的最高阶层的人婆罗门来讲述的。
The Brahmanas are supposed to act according to this knowledge and become saintly and be a source of inspiration for the society, not only by teaching but also by showing an example of practicing these teachings.
而这些婆罗门呢，应该是以身作则的来展示这些教导，来给世人做出一个榜样。他不仅仅是来说教，而且呢，他要以身作则的来展示。
So this is the what is lacking in society, in the social body is lacking the head, the Brahmanas who have a proper knowledge for the benefit of human race.
所以呢，这就是在这个社会之躯中的头的展现，就是婆罗门。那么婆罗门呢，他们是有恰当的知识，然后呢，能够把这个知识教导所有的人。
This is what society needs.
而这也是社会所需要的。
So in Kali Yuga, the major problem in Kali Yuga is that Brahman classes are fallen. The Brahmanas are fallen. They are not real Brahmanas.
但是呢，在卡利年代的问题就是婆罗门阶层已经堕落了，所以呢，这些婆罗门已经不再是真正的婆罗门。
They have lost their saintly qualities because they don't practice anymore properly, and they.Even if they try to teach, as they still some trying to teach, but they don't give a good example for others to follow.
那他们呢已经这个丧失了圣人的品质，那么就即便是有些这个婆罗门也在试图在讲，但是呢由于他自己没有树立起这个榜样，所以呢使得别人也没有办法去追随他。
So that's why this Srila Prabhupada said this society for Krishna consciousness is there to provide a good quality of Brahmanas, saintly persons, to inspire people to follow this Vedic knowledge and understand and realize the purpose of their existence as human beings.
那所以说了，爸爸就说呢，就是我们的这个 Krishna 知觉的这个修习，实际上是为了要培养出恰当的婆罗门，然后呢，从而使这个婆罗门呢能够去激励、去教导大众到底如何是正确的生活方式。
Because this is what is lacking in society, proper guidance.
因为这个是我们现在社会所缺的，就是缺少了恰当的指导。
So when our society will develop nicely and our members will become very seriously in practicing and develop saintly qualities, then we will have certainly a very good influence in society.
所以当我们的这些成员，当我们的这个社团里面的这个成员，如果要是有非常的认真的修习的这个人士的话，那么他就能够这个很好的去激励整个的这个社会。
And society will appreciate that there is such type of people, brahmanas, qualified brahmanas, people with saintly qualities. They will be very much appreciated, and their guidance will be felt very, very useful, very, very needful.
而整个这个社会呢，也会非常的感激有这种圣人品质的，可以去指导激励别人的这个婆罗门的存在，因为呢，他们会觉得整个这个社会实际上是需要他们的指导的。
Because we can see people are not happy. They need something else. They need some higher guidance, not just feeding their bellies and their good sense gratification. All that they eventually realize that is not enough, because after having all these facilities, they still are not happy.
因为我们可以看到，人们呢其实并不快乐。他们实际上是不满足于仅仅的吃好的，然后呢能够得到很好的感官享乐的，因为他们发现就是他们虽然有了这一切，但是依然不快乐，他们是需要一些其他的东西的。
So when they start observing there is a section of people in society who do not work very hard just to eat, sleep, mating and defending, they are satisfied with the bare minimums and they don't strive for material opulence, but at the same time they are very happy, they look very happy, people are going to be touched, they are going to be, oh, here is somebody that could maybe help me.
所以呢，当他们看到有这样一群人并没有非常的就是努力的在进行着劳工的工作，但是呢然后呢他也，但是他有这个这个基本的生活所需，而且呢他也展现出来是一种非常快乐的一种状态的时候，那么人们就会觉得，那这些人也许可能是能够指导我的，能够让我变得快乐起来。
Yes, just by seeing how the devotees are peaceful, how the devotees are happy, how the devotees are very clean, and they are not striving for material prosperity, and they look so happy. They say, oh, these people have something, there's something that we really need, and they're going to be hankering to have knowledge given by the devotees.
So, when they see these devotees very平和宁静，然后呢也没有努力的想要去得到这些物质的繁荣和富裕， 可是还很快乐的时候，你就在想，这个奉献者他们所了解的这些信息，所知道这些知识，应该是可以传授给我的。
So means we gradually as the devotees become very serious in their practice and become very purified, very pure of heart, naturally they're going to influence their communities around them because a person who is really happy, it touches the hearts of people, you know, seeing a person is very peaceful, very simple, very kind, very respectful, very clean. All these qualities of a Brahmana manifest in the devotee. People are going to become very touched, very, very, very positively influenced.
那么奉献者让他们展现出婆罗门的品质，让他变得非常的平静，非常的祥和，也非常的洁净，而且呢，过着很简朴的这种生活，但与此同时又很快乐的时候，他们就会对这个别的人就会有一种感染力，然后别人呢也就会愿意去接近这个奉献者，然后呢去向他学习。
So there is in this Kali Yuga, even though Kali Yuga is a terrible age, terrible degraded age, in this Kali Yuga, because of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and particularly distributed all over the world by Srila Prabhupada, now we have the opportunity to create a golden age within this Kali Yuga, at least for the 10,000 years to come.
那卡利年代呢，本来是一个非常可怕的年代，但是呢，就是由于有主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈，特别是在通过 Srila Prabhupada 把这份仁慈呢传递到了整个的世界各地，那么使得呢，我们现在有一个机会可以在这个卡利年代内部建立起一个能够持续一万年的黄金年代。
So as devotees, we should practice nicely, put in application nicely this knowledge. But not only that, we should try to inspire others by our behavior and by talking with them or just by simply showing how we are happy, gradually influence others to also take to this process of Krishna consciousness and become free from this devastating influence of Kali Yuga.
所以说呢，作为奉献者，我们不仅仅呢要让自己很好的修习和运用我们现在所学到的知识，但是呢，另外一方面呢，我们也要去影响其他的人。那么通过我们的这种平和宁静的这种状态，去吸引其他的人。然后通过我们的这种纯粹的这种状态去吸引其他的人，然后使得就是在这个卡利年代的其他的人也有机会了解我们的这个好运气。
And to become free from this miserable effects of Kali Yuga.
对，然后呢就有机会能够摆脱痛苦的卡利年代的影响。
Of course.We should not expect that everybody is going to accept these ideas.
那当然了，我们也不能够巴望着所有的人都能够接受这个想法。
But at least we should try to influence as much as possible.
但是呢，我们应该至少试着去影响能尽量多的人。
So like these people will become influenced by.The lifestyle of a devotee and you also practice Krishna consciousness, then they don't need to go until the end of Kali Yuga and face that devastating destruction that Kalki is gonna impose all over the world.
所以当这些人他们被这个奉献者所影响，而且也能够像这个奉献者一样去进行修习和训练的时候，那他们也就有这种机会摆脱物质存在，然后呢也就不需要等到卡利年代之末的时候，当 Kalki 这位化身显现的时候所产生的那种非常痛苦可怕的毁灭的景象了。
When we start having devotees, you know, in position of leadership and position of guiding the leaders, you know, in a way that is beneficial to everyone, everybody is going to appreciate. Everybody is going to appreciate because it's a good system. It's a system that is there, is created for human beings.
那么当奉献者他处在一个管理的位置或者是影响管理者的位置的时候所有的人其实都是会受益的而且呢也会感激这种状态的因为这本来就是在人类社会的这个体系中应该所处在的状态。
So we need that. We need to create a class of people who know the Vedas, this knowledge of the Vedas that is presented in a very concrete way, very elaborate way in Srimad Bhagavatam, to understand this knowledge, to practice, and then distribute this knowledge to others, not just in a form of books, but also by our own example, distribute to others. Then we're going to have a great influence in society, very positive influence.
所以呢我们就需要创造就是组织这么一群人那么这一群人呢就应该很好的了解伟大经典很好的了解圣典波迦瓦坛然后呢不仅是自己研习这些知识而且呢也要以身作则的去运用这些知识然后从而呢就能够去影响其他人从而呢使这个卡利年代呢能够在这样的这种状态下进行运转在这些知识的状态下进行运转
So it's a great responsibility that fall upon us those who are invested with this understanding and know what is the best for human society is a great responsibility to first to apply this knowledge properly in our own lives be a good example and naturally be everAnytime is an opportunity to give this knowledge to others. Do not hesitate because this is for everybody's benefit.
那所以说呢，这个就是奉献者的非常艰巨的一个任务了。就是首先呢，要自己很好的去了解这些知识，然后呢，要很好的修习这些知识，以身作则的去显示这些知识，然后从而呢给别人树立起一个榜样。然后呢要毫不迟疑的把这个知识分享给其他的人因为这么做呢是会让所有的人都受益的。
So this that's why Srila Prabhupada gave so much stress that the devotees practice very nicely and they distribute this wonderful knowledge in the form of books, first of all, because books can go very, very far away and people can have an opportunity to understand. And also in the form of the holy names and the form of Krishna Prasadam.
那么所以呢 Srila Prabhupada 就反复强调首先呢我们自己作为奉献者呢要好好的休息然后呢要把它这个传扬开来。那首先呢最基本的就是要把它以书的这个形式传播开来因为书呢是可以被传到很遥远的地方的。然后呢要以这个圣名的形式把它传播开来还有呢就是要派发菩萨的。
Because it's a fact, Kali Yuga, okay, we're still very far from the end of Kali Yuga. It's still 427,000 years to come until the end of Kali Yuga. But it's already, we already experienced so many horrible, devastating, aspects in this Kali Yuga that are very frightening.
那虽然说这个卡利年代之末离我们现在还很远，还有42万多年的这个时间才会到达那一点，但是呢，现在此时已经展现了好多的这些非常可怕的景象了。
So we should not desire to continue taking birth in this Kali Yuga, and you should also not desire that all these human beings have to go through this devastating degradation of Kali Yuga. It's not necessary.
所以呢，我们就不要再盼着再在卡利年代投生，而且呢，我们 也要这个有这种愿望，就是使得这些这个人类不要再经受卡利年代的不断的这种堕落的这种状态，因为这是不必要的。
嗯。So let's ourselves imbibe very deeply this culture within ourselves, embrace this culture of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavata culture, embrace it in our lives and practice it very nice, become happy and become very kind towards others by trying to somehow or other to give opportunity to others to also embrace this culture, which is so beneficial for everybody.
那所以作为我们自己呢，我们要很好的沉醉在圣典布达瓦坦的这个学习之中，然后呢，让自己很好的深埋在这个圣典布达瓦坦所给予我们的这个文化之中。那与此同时呢，我们也要善待其他的人，然后去影响其他的人，然后让别人呢也有机会能够深埋在圣典布达瓦坦所给予的这个文化里面，因为它是会让所有的人都受益的。
嗯。So we stop here, and if there's any question or comments.
所以我们的讲课这一部分呢，就先到这儿，然后看看大家有没有任何的问题和评述。Let me see. 稍等。Ashu, I'm sorry, I'm trying to see the questions. Hey, Sati Maji, 为什么我看不到，为什么我找不到那个屏幕呢？进不去。对不起大家，稍微等一下，我这个有点。我怎么能够到那一页去呢？哦，到了。阿叔 ,can you hear me?
Can.
Okay, sorry. The first question is from Dina Tarini Mataji, 顶麦阿叔尊贵的莲花族。感恩主播和翻译的服务。博迦瓦坛第四篇里提到了Yaksha 的头被砍下后得到了一个山羊的头。帕普帕德在要旨里说我们的智慧不是来自大脑。请问阿叔我们应该如何理解这一点，谢谢。阿叔 please accept my very, very humble obeisances to your, lotus feet. And thank you very much for your beautiful lecture.In the Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 4, one of the chapter mentioned that Daksha's head has been chopped and replaced with a head of the goat. Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport that over-intelligent is not from the brain. So could you explain this? Why Srila Prabhupada say so?
Over and yeah, it's not, a, it's not, intelligence is not just a, yeah, okay. We go one by one.
But he has a little bit, she has a little bit add on. Maybe it's useful.
Okay.
And she said that, 要旨里说人的智力来自于意识而不是大脑。Okay, well, she said that in the purpose, Srila Prabhupada said that the intelligence is from the consciousness, but not from the brain. So please explain. Thank you very much.
Yes, the intelligence and mind are situated in the heart, is the subtle body of the soul.
那么呢，这个我们的智性和心意呢它是 sorry, 我们的 intelligence and
the mind.
Sorry, and the mind is
the intelligence
in
and the
heart.
Mind is situated in the heart as part of the subtle body of the soul.
Okay, 就是我们的这个智性和心灵呢，它是居于我们的这个心脏里面的。 那然后呢，它是以这个精微躯体的一部分来展现的。
Mind intelligence is part of the subtle body that covers the soul.
那么这个心意和智性呢，它是精微躯体的一部分。那么这个精微躯体它是被这个灵魂所遮盖的。它是遮盖着灵魂的。Sorry， 它是遮盖着灵魂的，说反了。
So the soul is in the heart.
但是这个灵魂呢，它是在心里面的。
In the region of the heart.
在心脏的位置。
So that's where intelligence is, surrounding the soul, is part of the soul. Part of the subtle body of the soul.
那么所以呢，这个智性就是这样，这个智性呢，它是这个灵魂的一部分，它是这个精微躯体的一部分。
The brain is just like a hard drive.
那么我们的这个大脑呢，它就像是一个硬件，像一个硬盘。
But the real intelligence is there in the subtle body. The brain is just a means to express their intelligence to make the body to utilize for the rest of the body.
但是呢，我们的这个智性呢，它其实是真正的是在心里边那个位置，而且呢是在这个精微躯体之中。那么这个头脑呢，它只不过是一个工具，它来展现，它来表达这个智慧。
So you see, sometimes people have good brains, very smart people, but they don't have knowledge. They don't have desire, understanding.
那么所以说，比如说我们会看到有一些人，他的这个头脑非常的发达，而且呢，他也很聪明，但是呢，他就没有知识，他也没有办法去接受这个知识。
Material knowledge is not real knowledge.
因为物质的知识并不是真正的知识。
So that's material knowledge is yes, is coming from the brains.
但是呢，这个物质的知识呢，是来自于头脑的。
It's not coming from the soul.
而物质的知识不是来自于灵魂的。
So you may have good brains, but not understand the purpose of life. So what's the use of these good brains?
那所以也许可能你的头脑非常的发达，但是呢，你并不知道生命的目的是什么。那这样有头脑、有发达的头脑又有什么意义呢
？So real intelligence means yeah, it's in the heart, the right understanding.
所以说呢，这个真正的智慧，也就是真正的理解力，是来自于内心的。
Okay, any other question
yeah.
related to
yeah.
the topic today?
Let's see the next question from Chandra Vilashani Bhattaji. 深深的顶拜阿叔，美丽的莲花族，感恩阿叔甜美的讲课。请教一下，现在这个社会，移动互联网软件产品，这个易贷的速度超级快。市场的变化也是每天一个变化，也超级快。为了做好这种变化非常快的工作，那是不是我每天只需要做好 sadhana 呢？仅仅的依靠 Krishna 就足够了呢？还要不要去过多的学习软件及各种商业模式、销售等方面的信息，去适应市场及产品的快速变化呢？感恩阿叔的恩赐。Basically, this Mataji's question is that. Because right now the society has been developed very fast, and the internet industry and also the apps development also has been developed in a very rapid speed. So what do I do? Do I need to catch up to study all of those changes or?Every day, I just.
Can you begin? Can you begin the question? Because I'm a little lost here.
Basically, she is saying that because now the society has been developed very fast, and the internet industry and the apps development also has been developed in a very rapid speed. The market showing in different ways every day. So what do I do? Do I need to catch up with all of the changes and study all of them, or do I just stick to the very good practice of sadhana?
Certainly, that's the best thing, to stick to the practice of sadhana more.
那么你主要是当然就是如果你要是每天都能够非常好的去进行 sadhana 的话，这是最好的办法。
First, you have to develop yourself to feed your soul.
而且呢，你也需，但是你也需要去这个发展自己。
First, you should feed yourself, feed the soul.
那么首先我们就要做的事情呢，是先要去满足我们的灵魂，先要去给自己的灵魂滋养。
So this is sadhana.
那么这个给自己灵魂的滋养是什么呢？就是 sadhana。
And then if you have time, and if there is great necessity, you have to evaluate if there is great necessity to try to study all these developments in society.Okay, you study, but never neglect your sadhana, because if you neglect your sadhana, you are neglecting your own existence.
然后呢，你就可以去做一下评估，就是你有没有这个必要去好好的学习现在的所有的这些非常快速的变化的这些软件呢，或者市场啊，或者产品。如果你要是觉得有这个必要，而且呢，你有这个时间的话呢，那你就可以去学习。但是呢，首当其冲的一件事情就是不要去忽视您的 sadhana， 因为如果您要是忽视了 sadhana 的话，也就意味着您忽视了您的灵魂。
So the what I want to say is that never sacrifice your sadhana to for any other purpose.
所以我要说的这个要点呢，就是。不要因为其他的任何一件事情去牺牲自己的 sadhana。
If you have the opportunity to do both, because sometimes it's good that you know what's going on in the world and you evolve and your impact maybe in this section of society can be better because you are a devotee, it's good. But if that is gonna disturb your sadhana, then it's better not.
但是然后呢，如果要是有这个必要，然后呢需要去您去研习某一方面的这个内容，而且特别是当你研习了某一方面的这个内容之后呢，就是你可以，因为您是一个奉献者，所以呢您可以很好的去影响那个领域的话，那您就可以去研习。否则的话呢，如果要是给您造成了打扰的话，那就不要去做了。打扰您的 sadhana 的话，那就不要去做了。
Always keep in mind that before anything else, you are a spiritual soul, eternal servant of the Lord.
所以呢，你永远要记住一件事情，就是在做其他一切事情的时候，你都要记得，您是一个永恒的灵魂，是主 Krishna 的永恒的仆人，这个灵性的灵魂。
This is a reality about yourself.
那么这个呢是关于您自己的真相。
Your body and your environment, social environment, this is a temporary setup.
那么您的这个躯体啊，还有就是您所处在的这个社会的环境啊，这只不过是一个临时的一种展现而已。
So first you should be concerned about our eternal existence, not our temporary situation.
那么所以呢，首先我们要考虑的是我们永恒的处在的状况，而不是我们现在临时的状态。
Yes, we have to take care of our bodies, we have to keep in good health, otherwise we cannot have a good practice of sadhana. Certainly you have to do that, but to try to go on into material things, but on expense of our sadhana, by detriment of our sadhana, that's not a good idea.
那当然了，我们要照顾我们自己的健康啊，然后呢，我们要有这个 一些这个相应的这些条件呢，那这些都是重要的。但是，由于要去获得这些，而疏离了我们的 sadhana， 或者是毁掉了我们的 sadhana 的话，那就得不偿失了。
Better to be a very poor person but have Krishna consciousness than to be a very wealthy developed person and no Krishna consciousness.
一个穷人但是具有 Krishna 知觉要好过一个物质上非常富裕但是没有 Krishna 知觉的人。
So always consider your sadhana as a priority.
所以呢要永远都把 sadhana 看成是我们的重中之重要完成的事情。
If you can do other things, yes, do, because maybe opens opportunities to preach to some kind of class of people that normally you may not have, so the opportunities are there, and you can live a life that you don't feel so much anxiety about your needs, okay, that's okay, but don't do that in detriment of your sadhana.
但是如果我们要是还有这个精力的话呢，那我们可以去这个发展那个必要的这个领域，然后呢，在这个领域里面呢，我们可能还会去遇到一些我们本来遇不到的一些人，然后呢，可以把 Krishna 知觉分享给他们。但是如果要是这么做会毁掉我们的 sadhana 的话，那就不要去这么做了。
Okay, next question.
The next question is from Sumuki Radha Madhaji, 顶拜亲爱的阿叔，感恩主播吉娜娜 Kelly 的翻译，请问奉献者也要依照 Varnashram 制度来履行职责吗？奉献者是可以根据 Krishna 的要求转换角色来服务主是吗？但是居士阶段的奉献者如果已经接受了婆罗门启迪，那么应该同时履行居士和婆罗门的职责吗？感恩您的耐心解答。Also, please accept my very humble obeisances. My question is that if it's true that the devotee also needs to follow the responsibilities in the Varnashram system, if it's okay for the devotee to shift the roles of service to the Lord based on the needs. See, for example, like the Grihastha devotee, but get the second initiation, in another word, is a Brahminical initiation. So this devotee should follow the responsibilities as a householder or as a Brahmana. Thank you very much for your patience.
You follow both. You are a householder and you are a Brahmana. Householder is an ashram. And Brahmana is a varna.
那么其实呢，就是您需要这个履行这两方面的这个职责，因为您是一位居士，那么也是一位婆罗门。那么这个居士呢，是你在这个社会所处在的这个阶层。那么这个婆罗门呢，是。不，就是这个婆罗门是你所处在的这个社会阶层，而居士呢是你所处在的这个阶段。
Varna and ashram. Varnas are social thing and ashrams are spiritual situation. So a householder is part of the ashram.
那这个 Varna 呢，它是属于处在的这个社会的阶层，那么这个 ashram 呢是处在灵性的这个阶段。那么这个居士呢，他是处在这个 ashram 的这个状态。
So yes, so many we see here in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna, so many devotees were householders and they were qualified as brahmanas. So many.
那我们也在阅读 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的《逍遥时光》的时候呢，我们就会发现有很多的奉献者，他们都是居士。但是呢，与此同时，他们又是非常的具有资格的婆罗门，很多都是这样的。
Even in our society, we have devotees who are so many devotees who are very brahminical in their activities and their householders, and some they even take the position of spiritual masters and their householders.
那在我们的这个社团里面呢，有很多的这个奉献者，他们是非常的具有婆罗门品质的，但与此同时呢，他又是这个居士。那比如说，我们在这个灵性导师里面也是有居士灵性导师的。
The fact is that the devotees may need Srila Prabhupada wanted to establish Varnashram system because he saw that many devotees leaving the society and then falling back into their old bad habits. And if the Varnashram system would be established in society, they would not fall so bad, so down in their bad habits.
Srila Prabhupada 他是希望我们能够建立起 Varnashram 的这个社会体制的，因为呢，就是很多奉献者当他在回到这个就普通社会里面去生活的时候，他其实他又跌回到了那些不好的这些品质之中。所以呢，如果我们要是能够建立起 Varnashram 的这个体系的话，那么就会使人们得到更好的保护，就不会再摔回去。
Because this Varnashram system is a protection to not degrade ourselves to a position that is like animals or lower than animals.
那么因为这个 Varnashram 体系它对于我们来说是一个保护，是我们不会再跌回到那个动物的社会里面。
Of course, this is not yet established in our society in a very clear way. There is an attempt to establish very nicely, but at least concentrate yourself. Never mind what is your position. You are second initiated or first initiated or not yet initiated. Just try to follow a good sadhana and purify yourself, because this is the most important, that we develop an attachment to devotional service, attachment to serve Guru, Vaishnava and Krishna. This is the most important.
那么虽然说我们现在整个我们现在这个状态呢，就是还没有建立起非常完善的 Varnashram 的体系，虽然我们有这种企图想要这么做，但是我们现在无论自己个人处在什么样的状态，也许可能我们已经得到二次启迪，或者是得到了一次启迪，或者还没有得到启迪，但是我们要做的事情呢，都是始终要让自己铭记着，要很好的去进行我们的 sadhana， 因为这个呢是会让我们确保能够依附于奉献服务，依附于对 Guru 和 Krishna 的服务的。
Next.
The next question is from Sumukhi Ranamadaji. 请问阿叔，我们国内女性奉献者居多，如何去依照 Varnashram 制度来生活和服务呢？现在的女性多数也要工作赚钱，还要照顾家庭，这已经和经典中对女性的职责的要求有很大的不同了。阿叔in China, there were more Mataji devotees. So in this case, how to apply based on the Varnashram system to live, you know, to have a life and to render the service? Because for the modern females, we also need to go out to make money and also need to take care of the family. But this is already different as the requirement for the responsibilities of the females from the sastra.
Yeah, it's a fact. So it means that you ladies, you have to attract more male devotees.
那么这确实现在是这么一个状况，就是这样。所以呢，那要依靠这些女性的奉献者去吸引更多的男性的奉献者的加入。
You preach only to the female section of society, and you attract only female devotees.
那么，因为如果你要是只是去吸引这个社会中的女性的话，那么你也就只能够只吸引女性的奉献者加入了。
You have to preach amongst the male section of society to attract male devotees.
那所以说呢，我们也必须要在这个社会中的这个男性的这些部分中去进行传教，然后这样才能够吸引男性的奉献者的加入。
That's the problem in Kali Yuga. The women take the position of men, and men sometimes take the position of women. The sex are inverted.
那么在卡利年代的问题就是这样，有的时候呢，这个女性呢就去从事一些男性的工作，而男性呢也会让自己就推及在女性所去履行的这些职责上，所以呢，卡利年代就有的时候都颠倒了。
嗯 ，So those who are have female bodies, devotees in female bodies should attract more male devotees, and they should make their husbands and their partners also into devotees. So then the balance will not be so big like it is now.
所以呢，女性奉献者呢也应该去尽可能的去吸引男性的奉献者加入，而且呢，这个 Mataji 们呢也应该尽量的使自己的这个生活伴侣，也是自己的丈夫能够变成奉献者，从而呢使得我们这个男女之间的这个差距呢不会像现在的这么大。
嗯 ，Next。
The next question is from Sati Malaji. 顶拜亲爱的阿叔，清晨早起沐浴和中医养生理论相反。一位学中医的朋友认为早上沐浴会让身体湿寒，让身体容易生病。如果身体生病了，就没有健康的躯体做更多的服务，所以暂时就接受不了清晨的沐浴。请阿叔给予解答。阿叔 ，please accept my very humble obeisances. According to the Chinese traditional medication philosophy, that having a shower in the early morning, that is very opposite to the replenishing the health of the body. Because, there is a friend who is a Chinese traditional doctor, and she believed that have a shower in the early morning that will make the body very wet and very cold. So that will cause the sickness of the body. So if the body is sick, then cannot render more service to the Lord. So in this case, she is not able to accept the idea to have shower in the morning. So please explain about this. I mean, to say something about this.
It means that you have to take a warm shower and put warm clothes after taking the warm shower.
那这意味着呢，就是您得用热水洗澡，要洗一个热水澡，然后洗完热水澡以后呢，要赶紧穿上暖和的衣服。
And you feel so awakened, so fresh.
而且呢，当沐浴之后呢，你会感到非常的清醒，感到非常的清新。
It's very important to keep the body clean right after we go out of bed and pass our necessities, you know, clear our dirty things from the body and then take a good shower. It's very, very, very good for the body.
嗯，那么清晨。
But if the situation is cold, then you have to take a warm shower, put warm clothes, and be in a warm place. Don't get your body get cold. That's true. It's not good.
嗯嗯，那就是说，清晨当我们起身以后呢，有很多的这个杂质，而且呢，我们可能会如厕。然后当做完这些这个不洁净的这些事情以后，然后去沐浴一下呢，是对我们的身体的健康是非常的有益的。当然如果要是环境比较冷的话呢，那我们就应该把这个环境弄暖和，然后呢洗热水澡，然后呢让自己穿上暖和的衣服，不要感冒。阿叔 actually there are many Chinese people,I also heard this a lot. They said that the coldness is not from outside. Actually, they said that in the morning to have a shower, then the moisture, the water will go inside of the body to make the body to store those kind of actual moistures that will cause the sickness of the body. And also the water in the morning will take away the energy.So that's
no,
to direct them,
that's wrong. You just have to take a a shower at the proper temperature that is suitable for your body. Some devotees, mm-hmm. I know some devotees, even in cold weather, they take cold shower. They feel very refreshed, very warm after mm-hmm. taking a cold shower in the winter time. Mm-hmm. They feel the body very warm, very warm.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. it's not true. It's just people maybe are taking baths in a temperature that is not suitable for their bodies, and then they feel very, very uncomfortable. So you have to take a temperature that is suitable for your body, but to keep the body clean is very good for the body.
那我刚才呢，又刚刚说，又稍微解释了一下，我说因为我也确实听见很多人都这么说。 就是咱们中国人就认为这个清晨沐浴是一件非常的不好的一件事情，因为它会让身体里面积攒很多的湿气，而且呢还会，就是清晨的这个热水它就会拿走我们的这个能量，让反正对身体这个不好，所以说呢很多人就没有办法接受。那么阿叔说呢，这个不是这样的。那这个就是有些人他在清晨他沐浴的时候他觉得不舒服的原因呢，是因为这个水的这个温度和他的这个身体的这个温度不合适。 那阿叔说呢，刚就是他在印度其实也遇到了一些人，就是在挺冷的这个冬天，他如果是洗一个凉水澡，那么这个凉水呢，可能跟他的这个身体的这个温度是相适应的。那么洗完了以后呢，他的这个身体是感到非常的热乎的，非常舒服的。所以说呢，在清晨洗完澡以后呢，让自己的身体变得洁净、变得清爽，是对身体非常好的一种方式。所以呢，就我们的那个理论实际上不是实际，就是不是真的理论。
Okay.
Yes.
That's all, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for your questions.
所以呢，非常感谢大家，感谢大家的问题。
And thank you everybody else to be there to hear.
而且也非常感谢在那里聆听的所有的奉献者们。
A special thank you to Sati Mataji and Anakeli Mataji for allowing us to be together for this amount of time.
然后也特别的感谢 Sati Mataji 和 Anakeli Mataji 能够允许我们能够有这样一段的时间，能够大家在一起联谊。
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande Hariyayibo.
Hariyayibo, Ashu ki jai. 外昆塔之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢，就到此结束了。非常非常感谢 Krishna Baladev 宝宝，亲爱的阿叔为我们的精彩的讲解和对问题的耐心的解答。非常非常感谢 Sati Mataji 为我们安排的这个平台，也感恩所有的奉献者的聆听。祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的周日。Hare Krishna。